one time for my folks on the daily grind. Something special to relieve your mind. Through these difficult days and times, feeling freedom is hard to find.
Hey guys, this is Shannon, and you're listening to The Youngblood Life. There won't be no boss or rules to obey.
All work and no play made me go insane. What's going on, everybody?
Hello, hello.
You were very enthusiastic with that intro, by the way.
Well, I am hurting. I'm sitting down. I want to be laying down, so I kind of want to be...
Not doing this,
but it's okay. Oh,
we got to do one of these every day for about 2 weeks.
I know.
Yeah. That's how that works.
Yep.
So, I came across an article.
Okay.
It's from CNN. It's got to be legitimate, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's so legit right now. Wow. Well, I got an article off CNN.
It's from April 21st, 2020.
Okay.
So apparently, during the riot times and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. COVID too.
Yeah.
So it says...
Because you know rioting with COVID was awesome.
Yeah, right. Well, it was okay to riot and be in groups like that because that's the way the life was, right?
Yeah.
Could not get corona if you're rioting.
Exactly.
Anyway, it says, woman's breast implants deflects bullet, saving her life.
I am bulletproof.
You are bulletproof. Does it say, let me see, a woman who survived a close range gunshot. So close range.
Oh my gosh.
Gunshot to the chest.
Did they puncture?
I mean, I'll show you.
I was going to say deflate, but.
Deflate. They do deflate. They can deflate. Not even puncture.
Oh, wow.
It was punctured.
Yeah.
It went inside, but.
But like
it's a silicone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this woman what survived close range shot, gunshot wound to the chest, was saved because of her silicone breast implant, doctors believe. In a case study published by Sage Medical Journal last week, doctors described how silicone breast implants deflected a bullet. What?
Go for it.
What? Deflected.
I'm like sitting here, picturing her with her hands on the hip going, I am breastplate woman.
Deflected the bullet away from a 30-year-old woman's vital organs. The incident, which took place in 2018, but they're now just talking about it in 2020. Okay, so 2018.
Because they didn't have anything else to talk about.
Well, it took place in 2018 in Toronto, Canada. They're not supposed to have guns in Canada.
We're not supposed to have guns in Michigan either. I mean,
in Chicago.
Chicago, but hey.
Well, that tells us one thing when it comes to gun control.
Anyway, doesn't work.
We'll move on from there. The role of saving patient's life and first recorded instance of silicone implant doing so from surgical. Really interesting. Doctors noted that the silicone implant was likely responsible for deflecting the bullet's trajectory, ultimately saving the woman's life. There are two types of breast implants approved for sale in the United States. Both of them have silicone outer shell.
So this happened in Canada, but now they're talking about the U.S.
Well, they're saying this is what's offered in the U.S.
Okay.
So now they're saying what's offered in the U.S. One has they both have a silicone outer shell, but one is filled with saline filled, and the other is silicone gel filled. Yours so happens to be the silicone gel.
I have silicone gel.
Yours are, but it's a thick silicone gel.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go. So you are here. Here's a picture of it. Oh, so I'll see these pictures. I'll put this up on the blog too. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a picture of it.
Those are huge. Will she get like 600 cc's?
Doesn't say.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter, but they're huge.
It's not that big. It's about the size that you got. You didn't get 600.
No, I did not.
They're sitting over there quietly going, this is awkward and weird. No, she's just frustrated because she's got 10,000 things of schoolwork to do today. Yes, that's why she's shaking her head. Combat what? Us are talking? Combat all of my essays I have to write. What's up? What?
What?
she got on TikTok to him. So anyway, so yeah, I thought that was an interesting story. That
I'm a college student, and I'm going to avoid my lessons at all costs.
So we need an update on you. Yeah. It has now been, what? What's today? Thursday? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Today's Wednesday. So it's almost been a week. Mm-hmm. And
I hurt.
Okay, but compared to day one.
Oh, compared to day one, it's a lot better. Day one was horrible.
So, I mean, day one. Really? Well, so first part of day one was not bad because you were still under.
Oh, yeah, I was still under.
Day two was probably your worst.
Day two was my worst and part of day three.
But day three was better. But day four, you had pain. Yeah. It kind of comes in waves.
Today, I'm more sore than I was yesterday.
So you do have significant amount of bruising
on my right side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and it's swollen on my right side.
Right. But that was the smaller one of the two.
Right.
So. You're doing daily vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
You do one today yet?
Not yet. I am.
You will. Okay. So
you're doing, not over.
Doing daily vlogs and I got to get those started posting. I got to start doing that here soon. But so far into this whole thing, how do you feel about it all?
Oh, good.
Good.
Like, yeah, no regrets.
No regrets.
I got bulletproof boots.
You have.
And I just like earlier, I was like a few minutes ago, I was like, I got cleavage.
So everybody's going to be wanting to see your cleavage.
Yeah, well.
Too bad.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You cannot see my cleavage.
So, yeah.
Rachel saw my cleavage. I didn't even think that was awkward.
She didn't see your cleavage. She saw everything.
She saw everything. She was like, so yeah, let me see.
So you have this bodybuilder friend of yours.
Yeah.
She competes. Yep. And would you consider her a bodybuilder? I would say probably, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, because she, I mean, if you're competing in that stuff, you're a bodybuilder, right?
Yeah, definitely. And she's competing, so.
So she called you and.
She's like, hey, heard you got boobs. I was like, yeah, sure did. She goes, can I come see them?
And you were thinking just
kinda, I was like, oh, she just wants to come over and like through the shirt or something. I was like, yeah, come on by. So we go upstairs and she's like, oh, let's go upstairs. I was like, oh, okay. So I go upstairs and shut the door, and she's like, let me see the boobies. I was like, oh, okay, well.
And you had your bra on, too.
Yeah.
Because like, you're still wearing they gave you two sports bras to wear.
Yeah.
From the facility, so you can kind of rotate those back and forth.
So I was like, well, I've had five kids, so all my dignity is out the door anyway, you know.
Well, you
seen one, you've seen them all, so.
I mean.
Full whatever, go for it. So I did, and she's like, oh, they're so pretty. I was like. Yeah, okay. They're pretty. I like them. And then she touched them. She's like, oh. I mean, not awkward. I mean, she's a friend. It would have been awkward if some, awkward. like my sister-in-law, that was kind of awkward. Even if she's my sister.
It's literally no different situation, it's though.
It's not, but like when she grabbed my hand and she's like.
Yeah, but she was wearing a shirt. Here.
Yeah.
Rachel was not.
Yeah.
Rachel just wanted to see the actual good.
Yeah. She's like, show me the goods.
Yeah. So she saw him. She likes him.
She wants him, but Damon's more a butt guy than a boob guy. So she's like,
well, he doesn't have to worry about that because, I mean, she with her being a bodybuilder, she's getting some junk and drunk in her words.
In her words, yes. Yeah.
So, but, I mean, do you think she would actually do it, though? I think she wants him.
I think she wants him, but I think she's worried because Damon's seen and heard of too many people who have, like, had boobs gone bad or something, you know?
Boobs gone bad. That sounds like a terrible spinoff of Girls Gone Bad.
I was thinking Girls Gone Wild. Boobs Gone Bad. Next on Boobs Gone Bad, when the right one deflates less than the left one.
Well, luckily with yours, there's no deflating.
And then you hear like some redneck grandma in the background. I had them, and then they were gone.
Everything's about the grandma with you.
I had them, and now they're gone. What was it the other day?
I don't know.
I was like, oh, it's so nice. Oh, I don't know what it was.
All right, so that's your update as far as you. You're good. Everything's getting better. You're healing fine. So now. You wrote a blog today. Actually, wrote a couple of blogs, but one blog I want to talk about in particular is very important. Super, super important. It's so important that people will, if they knew how easy this was, they would do it more often.
Seriously, and I make a killing.
So a few months ago, wasn't it?
It was two years ago I started selling it.
No, but 2 months ago you made, $800, $900?
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
So you make homemade salsa.
I do.
You're like the only white girl that actually makes really good salsa.
Yeah.
at least the only white girl that I know of. So your salsa, what makes your salsa so special?
I don't know, but if people knew what was in my salsa, which I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to give you my recipe.
It's an easy recipe.
It really is. I mean, you can do it the hard labor and sweat all day and everything, or you can say, hey, I have 15 minutes, I have a football party starting or Cinco de Mayo, and I need to get some salsa made. So here it is, guys. Super easy. And I don't ever measure, so you just have to go with the flow.
Well, I mean, any good recipe, there is no actual measurement. There is
no. 3 cans of Rotel.
So you're using Rotel.
I use 2 medium and 1 hot. Then you have jalapeno, white onion, cilantro, lime, crushed red pepper, and garlic salt. And throw everything together.
That's it.
And that is it.
But the lime, guys. Are you
actually, oh, lime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I say lime?
You said lime, but you don't throw the lime
in
the
blender. No, I mean, you gotta squeeze the whole lime into the blender and just food processor, blender, whatever.
This is more like restaurant salsa.
It really is.
It's not. It's more fine than it is like chunky, like you
and
get from
so good.
Other stuff.
This is not Tostitos.
Yeah, this is definitely not
Tostitos. This is so, and it's so
fresh. When will we have
tasting.
Some of the salsa in our house again?
I don't know. Next week sometime,
I know
maybe.
You've had multiple people ask to.
I actually owe some to a friend.
Like several people have already said, we want some if you got it.
Yeah, the other day at rugby, Jenny's like, salsa, salsa. I was like, oh, he's salsa.
Yeah. So
super easy. Enjoy it. Seriously, it takes 10, 15 minutes to make. The hardest part is chopping up the.
So that's what makes this the best damn salsa in the world. Because it really it's so simple is. To make. It's easy to make. And
the spice really depends on yours. I mean, you can use 2 cans of original and 1 can of mild.
The thing
or
is,
hot
you,
or,
so you could blend everything together, right?
Yeah.
And then throw it in there. And then once it's all blended in the blender, you
get
dump that out. You could actually do your spices after that if you wanted to.
No, I like it with my crushed red pepper and everything.
Okay, put the crushed red pepper in there, chop that up. But what about if they don't want too much garlic?
Oh, then do it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can add more of that later on. That's
they
not
can.
A problem.
Yep.
So, okay. So that's that. Quick, easy. There
Very
we go.
Simple. So, easy snack. It does not last.
Well, here it doesn't last very long.
No, it doesn't.
We actually have to keep the certain things away. When you make salsa, you say, this is RHD. This is not RHD.
And somebody else's.
And Paris is looking for salsa. We've been talking about salsa. You want salsa, Paris? No.
I want ice cream.
Do we have ice cream?
No. Well,
we have that Play-Doh stuff.
We have the Play-Doh ice cream, but I want that new ice cream shop.
Do you have money for ice cream shop?
No.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, well. I can take you to get ice cream from the ice cream shop later. Hey! You need to be quiet. Enough. This is not a podcast for him. He's annoying. Anyway, we just want to do a quick update with Shannon. She's getting better. Everything's doing good. She's doing well. She's happy with her decision.
Very happy.
Are you eating my pudding? Are you eating my pudding? She just looks at me and glares at me like, this is not your pudding anymore, Dad. This is my pudding.
She's like, I'm eating my pudding. Yours is in the fridge.
That's my pudding, Paris. Oh, and you're using my spoon to eat my pudding. So we found this Swiss Miss pudding. We may have talked about this before. Swiss Miss is actually the best dang pudding ever made. So go enjoy my pudding. That's fine.
Anyway, guys.
Anyway, we just want to give a quick update. Everything's good. So yeah, that's that. You have anything else you want to tell people?
I don't.
Other than make your salsa and when they make their salsa, enjoy it. And then tell us how they like it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, if you have any recipes that you want to know about, Shannon is an amazing cook. Let us know. We'll add more recipes to the blog later and go check it out.
See you guys later.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. Hours till it's time to rock. Better wise up for my time's up and tell a 9 to 5 that it can kiss my what? Cause life is for living, not waiting to die. And new beginnings are in short supply. So go find your why, get your piece of the pie, and never give another minute till the day's gone by. Oh my, oh me, it's beautiful to be in a frame of mind where nothing worries me. So hurry, please jump to my side because I can't stop, won't stop kicking it live. Someday I
thing.